This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I am your alternative host today, channeling my inner Brian Walker to have the conversation here today with our Chief Operating Officer, Haley Wasinger. We're going to be talking about your November social media topics. So y'all know we've been talking about your social media topics every month. There's an episode talking about a couple of months out so that you have some time to plan. We're recording this mid-September. It'll come out at the end of September and give you some time in October to get your November social media going.
This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFuel's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfueled.com.
Welcome, Haley. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited to be filling in for this. It's been quite a while since I've talked about social media topics and ideas, so I'm excited to jump back in it.
Awesome. Well, as y'all know, once a month, we have the whole sheet of all of the topics that will be linked in the show notes. But if you have any ideas, let us know about them. If you do something really cool from this list, go post it in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind and let us hear about it. We want to see those posts. But with that said, we're going to go ahead and get into November. Haley, what you got?
So November is full of different ideas where like weeks, days, but also November is really the time that we're getting into the holiday season as well. And that people really start prepping for Thanksgiving and then immediately followed by Christmas and the New Year. So it's starting to get, you know, we're in the burr months, as we call it. So lots of fun, different things we can do. So first is Military Family Month. Obviously, Veterans Day happens in November. We have quite a few shops that do year-round veterans discounts, but it being Military Family Month in particular, I think this would be a good month to extend any appreciation and discounts beyond just the active duty military member or veteran and extend it to their family as well. I think that is a cool way to honor Military Family Month. Most families also get, you know, the military IDs. So that could be a cool way to show appreciation beyond just the person who has served. That's, you know, our first thing on our list for November.
It's also Family Stories Month, which I think those two can tie in really well together, where maybe you have a veteran in your shop or somebody in the shop who has a family member who's a veteran or is an active person in the military, where you're getting their story. I know there's like rules about how much you can and can't share, especially when they're active duty, we know from Kim, but to let them tell their story about what it's been like being part of a military family or being a veteran and now working in the shop and being involved with that. There are a couple other fun months for food and inspiration and things like that. The one I want to touch on is National Gratitude Month because Haley mentioned Thanksgiving. There's so many things that you can do all throughout the year, but especially in November, December, everybody's feeling much more giving and grateful and happy, unless you're a Scrooge around the holidays. So there's National Gratitude Month. I think there's also days and weeks that apply to that as well.
Yeah. And I think National Gratitude in the spirit of Thanksgiving, you can really turn that into a series that you implement throughout the whole month. Maybe it's interviewing different team members and asking what they're grateful for throughout that season, or even interviewing your customers that come in if they're willing to be on camera or just share what they're grateful for coming up. We'll probably get into this as we talk more around the topic of Thanksgiving too, because there is a National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, which is the week before Thanksgiving. I have seen shops tie in the theme of Thanksgiving, like National Hunger, with donating a percentage or a dollar amount of every oil change during the month of October. They donate it to a local food bank, which I think is a really cool way, again, to celebrate the idea of Thanksgiving, gratitude, and ties into that National Hunger Week as well, being that it's before Thanksgiving.
I know we've seen some shops too that will have the basket, similar to how you have Toys for Tots, where you can go drop toys off at the shop, which if you're doing that, you should be talking about it in November too, before it gets too close to Christmas. But if there are shops who have done that where you can drop off the non-perishable food items so that they can bring that to either a food bank, or they'll put together a whole kind of Thanksgiving meal basket to give to a local family or a local organization to help a family have a Thanksgiving meal. So similar thing kind of to Toys for Tots, but more for Thanksgiving and having that meal. Again, if you are doing that, make sure you're posting about it earlier than that third week, that week right before Thanksgiving. Let people know what's going on. Let them get prepped and remind them to come in and bring those things into the shop. There's also, I'm going to like fast track to Christmas real quick. In November, the second week of November, it should be the second week. Y'all double check these dates. They can always change a little bit. But the second week of November is Dear Santa Letter Week. And I will never forget one of our shops one year, that they may do it every year. They created a printable worksheet that they gave out to all the kids that came into the shop. They had a great waiting room area where people could stay while their car was being worked on. And they let kids come into the shop while they were waiting with their parents and write their letters to Santa. And I think they ended up giving them to parents or mailing it back to their house or something. But it was a great way to keep the kids occupied, keep the parents being able to do what they need to do, and just kind of enjoy the holiday spirit a little bit and do something fun in the shop that's not just shop related.
That's just a great way to get people engaged on social too, like asking like what would be on their Dear Santa letter or what they're asking for Christmas. A lot of people began at this time, and we'll get more into this as you guys record the episode for December social media ideas, but the idea of like an angel tree or adopting a family or a kid or something like that too, you can tie into that as well. I feel like we also can't talk about November without touching on National Deal Week. Everybody knows Black Friday is such a really big thing in November. So National Deal Week begins the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You guys know it seems that every year Black Friday deals start earlier and earlier and earlier. It wouldn't even surprise me if they're starting already in October or the time that we're recording this podcast in September. But National Deal Week, I know a lot of people don't like to do the cheap basic oil changes. That is not about what I'm about to push you into. But if you were to consider doing a promotion or a package, this could be a great tie-in and time to launch something like that. And I would suggest like going the way of a package, particularly some kind of pre-trip inspection package or complimentary vehicle inspection package. Since people are getting into holiday travel time, they're more likely to bring their car in for a thorough inspection package like that. And you can tie it into National Deal Week. I like to say it always makes people feel like they're getting a little bit extra when something is tied into a package like that.
That's a great point. Haley made a good point too with pre-trip inspections and just holiday travel. We are gearing up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of that. We know things really slow down in January, but in that interim, there's a lot of travel happening, a lot of money being spent too on like gifts and things like that and food where maybe the shop is a little bit slower. So make sure you are promoting those things like a pre-trip inspection. Putting it in a package for National Deal Week is a great idea. If you don't want to package it or discount it or market it that way, that's fine. But make sure you're telling people about it. Let them know what they need to know about their holiday travels, how they can do it safely. You can talk about options for getting home and maybe pre-planning your designated driver during holiday parties, anything like that. It doesn't have to be so specific to auto repair and having your car ready to go, but the point of your vehicle is to get to and from one place to another safely. So the different ways that you as an auto repair shop can be the authority and like the leader in your community, suggesting and promoting those things. I know a lot, I think a lot of, at least locally, police officers or police station sheriff's offices will have some sort of offer around the holidays where if you call them, they will come pick you up and bring you wherever you need to go to like get home from a party instead of driving under the influence. So maybe you're partnering with the local law enforcement in your area to see what more awareness you can bring to that topic.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Again, especially getting into like all the holiday time, you know, like you said, it doesn't always have to tie in so specifically or exactly. I know you and Brian talk a lot about, especially when it comes to the days, some of these days can be kind of cheesy, right? And so just more organic ways of doing them. So in that same vein, I want to point out that November 1st is National Stress Awareness Day. We all know, you guys, that the auto repair experience is stressful for customers, right? So this is a really good day. Again, you don't have to like highlight it's National Stress Awareness Day or anything like that, as Brian and Caroline talk about throughout these episodes all the time. But it would be a good way to highlight how you make the auto repair experience at your shop less stressful. So highlight the different amenities you offer for your clients, especially, again, auto repair is stressful in itself any time of the year. But thinking about your car being in the shop during one of the busiest times of year, that just adds a whole other layer of stress. So that could be a cool day to highlight your amenities and stress-free auto care.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point-of-sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
There's also on the 5th, American Football Day. There's probably, I don't know if there is a football game on that day or not. I'm trying to think when November 5th is this year, but we talk about this a lot too. Brian actually is not the biggest football fan, but Kim is. For the most part, everybody loves football. Everybody loves one of the sports. So if you have a big team in your area, talk about football, talk about the local high school team you're sponsoring that had homecoming coming up, whatever it may be, that's just a great way. Ask your team who their favorite player is, who their favorite team is, who they're rooting for, who they think is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to ask your team to like show up in their favorite team's like jerseys or t-shirts or whatever too. I think that would be a cool thing too. You know how like at school it used to be like wear your team jersey day or, you know, spirit day? To do that in your shop, I think would be cool to implement for football day as well.
I would just show up with a paper bag over my head because the Saints are looking like the Aints right now.
We're back to that era of football in New Orleans.
Anyways, there is also, we've got Veterans Day, like we mentioned. Whether you run something year-round or only run something during the month of November, highlight your veterans in your community. Do something to give back to them. I know there's so many different things that we've seen done where there's a oil change package or a service maintenance service package for the whole month. I've also seen where shop owners are having vets come into their shop. They're giving their car the whole tune-up, everything that they need, or a full inspection, and giving them a haircut and trimming their beard and having coffee with them and making a whole event out of it. It doesn't have to be on the business day. Maybe you're just gathering like a coffee and cars kind of thing on either in the morning, the evenings, or on a weekend, but more geared towards the veterans in your community so that you can engage with them and have some enrichment time.
Yeah, I definitely think one of the coolest veterans events we've seen a client do is the haircut one that you mentioned. And it's while you're waiting for your car to get an oil change, you know, they book all the veterans on that day. And then while the veterans are waiting for their vehicle to get an oil change, they can get a haircut too. And I think that it's very unique and it's memorable and cool. So again, it doesn't have to be exactly that, but just a cool idea of what other shops are doing.
There's also a couple in here that all have to do with general car things. So there's a couple of days in a row of National Seatbelt Day, Check Your Wipers Day, things like that. Great time to, again, maybe it's not that pre-trip inspection, but holiday travel safety or how you need to prepare your car for winterization. It's probably getting cold in places. If you're doing tire changeovers, make sure you're letting people know to start doing that and booking those appointments sooner rather than later so that when that first snowfall comes or the first roads start to get icy, they're not then realizing that they need to go change their tires over to their winter tires. So any sort of winterization, I just said that already, but that kind of stuff, educating the people on what they need to know. Like if I wasn't working in auto repair marketing, I would not know or really understand the impacts of how the different temperatures can impact your car so much, like the fluids and the tires and all of those things. So educate your people. They will look at you as the authority. Write a blog on it, record a video, ask your team to each give their best tip for how do you take care of your car when the weather's getting cooler, whatever it may be. There's unlimited opportunities there. And that lasts through the whole season of when it's getting cold and while it's cold.
Yeah. And then we already talked about deals and Black Friday, but also happening in November, which is a really big deal, particularly for businesses like independent auto repair, is Small Business Saturday. And there's a lot of different ways you can incorporate Small Business Saturday. You can keep it focused on your business and how you're celebrating Small Business Saturday, or you can also spread the love in your community to other local small businesses as well. Something that one of our clients did previously is they asked each of their team members what their local, I think it was it a pizza shop or it might have been all businesses, but it was what each team member's favorite local small business was. And they put it together in a blog and it was like our shop's recommendations for local small businesses. They put it together as a blog and it was like Collinsville Auto's guide to, you know, our town. And I thought that was really cool. So that's a cool way to, again, not only promote your small business, but to share the love in your community because small businesses all recommend each other, right? In different communities. So I thought that was a really cool thing they did a few years ago now. They could probably update it now with so much more.
I remember, I think RV Masters had one for all the different pizza places in, which is like Metairie, Kenner area around New Orleans. That is super, super fun. I will say if you're posting those things on Facebook or doing anything for the Small Business Saturday and collaborating with other small businesses in your community or even your law enforcement, like we mentioned earlier, tag them, reshare their posts, ask them to reshare yours. That way you're continuing to build that engagement, build y'all's own following so that you're, you know, you're getting in front of the right people. The people who follow their page are probably possibly your ideal clients as well. If they're frequenting their business, they could possibly frequent yours. So not to sit there and just make it so transactional because that's not the point of it. But in the idea that you're posting about them to help them, the best way to help them is to tag them and make it easy for people to find them. Haley, I know, says all the time, like, don't make it hard for people to give you their money. It's the same thing. If you're going to try and help somebody, don't make it hard for your people to help them. There are obviously Thanksgiving too. There's so many things you can do, fun, simple, or crazy for Thanksgiving. There are some days we didn't mention that are really goofy that I just want to, I'm going to name a couple of them and we might chat about them and then we'll go into some other topics and ideas. But at the beginning of the month, there's National Cook for Your Pets Day. I'm really surprised if you'll probably can't see if you're watching this. I don't think I've seen Tex, Haley's dog, walking in the background, but if you know Tex and you know Haley, you would be surprised to know that Tex does not eat homemade dog food. You would think sometimes that he might. But National Cook for Your Pets Day. There's also National Deviled Egg Days. I feel like that's a very divisive thing. You either love them or you hate them. I don't like them. So if you love them, there's more for you.
You don't like deviled eggs?
I'm weird about eggs.
That is something I just learned on this podcast. We're very opposite ends of the spectrum on that.
Yeah. There's also National Absurdity Day and Gingerbread Cookie Day. So there's some fun things where take these and run with them. National Men Make Dinner Day. Have all the guys in the shop cook dinner for every, make one day of the week, that week, every different man in the shop makes dinner for the rest of the team. Whatever it is, there's a ton of really fun things in there that you can do.
I see also on the 18th, there's Entrepreneurs Day. And I think that would be a really cool time to revisit how your shop started, revisit the story of how your shop started and you came to be a business owner. I think that would be a really great highlight for that day as well. And again, it doesn't have to be like, it's Entrepreneur's Day, here's my story, you know, just tell it naturally. And that is just the perfect opportunity, again, to put your story and who you are and how your shop came to be in front of new people that may have just recently started following you and don't know the background of your shop.
Yeah, y'all keep hearing Haley say, like, you don't have to say Happy National Entrepreneur's Day. Y'all, this is the hill I usually die on when talking to Brian too. But all of these are just ideas. They're just examples of things that you can do. You do not have to take it and post about it on that day, in that month, on that week, whatever it is. Let it guide you. Let it give you some ideas. And if you want to post about it that day because you have a space in your calendar, then that's great. What I typically like to do is just make the post about what it needs to be about, unless it's so related to the day. So I'm going to give an example in a minute. But Entrepreneur's Day, just talk about your story. And then maybe you're using hashtags to say, not like on Instagram, hashtag National Entrepreneur's Day, so that it gets cued in with the other people who are posting about that and other entrepreneurs. But otherwise, it does not need this whole Happy National Pizza Day. It doesn't matter. Like, it sounds cooler if you're just talking about pizza rather than talking about pizza because it's National Pizza Day. But a good example of one where you would want to use that day, and Haley and I both must have like skimmed over this one, but the 10th is the U.S. Marine Corps birthday, where we've talked about Military Month, Veterans Day. Same thing applies here. That is where you're wishing them a happy birthday. I know there's a restaurant in my hometown that's owned by a Marine Corps vet, and it is a party there every single time. It's military themed in there, and every Marine Corps birthday is a party at that restaurant. So whatever it is, if you have a big Marine Corps, if you live in a big Marine Corps area, like there's a lot of Marines where you are, or you live near a base, whatever it may be, same thing with any of the other branches. But that's a good time to actually use the day on that day.
Yeah, we do have a ton of shops that are in a town where a big base is too. So that, along with Veterans Day, along with it being Military Family Month, like all of those are really good tie-ins for those types of shops as well.
That's all we've got for the days. There are a couple of other campaign ideas just that we've talked about. We mentioned pre-winter maintenance. We've talked about veterans and we've talked about gratitude, but on our list further down, there is gratitude for veterans. So that's one direction you could take all of this as well. Thanksgiving road trip tips, kind of going along with safety and pre-travel inspections, but road trip tips, maybe a road trip playlist, a road trip kit, whatever it may be. That could be a giveaway that you do during the holidays.
We love to make playlists at Shop Marketing Pros. We will like start a Spotify playlist and all put our favorite songs on it. So that would also be cool to like have team members at your shop do, and then basically like give it away for free to your customers.
And everything else on here, winter safety tips, giving back for Thanksgiving, customer appreciation, all it kind of goes into what we've already said. So we hope you guys enjoyed this. If y'all have other ideas or y'all do something really, really fun, like I said, go post it in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind Facebook group, and we want to see it. Haley, do you have anything else?
Nope. This was fun. I like this episode that you guys do every month. I might crash it more.
Well, we've only got December left, so we'll see. Thanks for coming. I know it was last minute notice getting this done. And thank you all again for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Aftermarket Radio Network. There's a lot of other great shows on this network, and you can find them at the aftermarketradionetwork.com or on your favorite podcast listening app, wherever you're streaming your podcast. That's all. Tune in for next week's episode. And as Brian would say, until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.